T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, so you've heard in our news, full moon tonight, right? Full moon? Pink moon. They call it a pink moon. It's not actually going to be pink, but it's because of the spring stuff that's in the air. But yeah, check out the moon tonight. You know, we've talked about this on the show before, but I'm sure we have a few new listeners who haven't heard us talk about this. You know, the talk about the full moon and deviant behavior, that, like, you know, people really go crazy during a full moon. It's not true. I know some of you are just so convinced, and you've talked to people or you've worked in industries, but the collective research that has been done on this yields a simple result. It is a myth that people act crazy during a full moon. The body is made up of a lot of water, but the full moon and the moon has an effect on open bodies of water. Like, it doesn't have an effect on, like, a closed lake or river. And our bodies, I would say, are a closed body of water. It's not flowing like the oceans. The reason this all started was because before there was electricity, if there was a full moon, think about it. I mean, the moon is lighting up the area. It's illuminating the whole town, the whole area. And people went out and they took advantage of things that they couldn't take advantage of because it was dark. And so with the full moon lighting everything up, people went out and they were drinking and they were staying up late and they were kind of going crazy. And that's where the term lunatic comes from. So it's really a myth that the moon itself does cause deviant behavior. Those of you who work in emergency rooms or in law enforcement, and if you are absolutely convinced, it is just a coincidence that certain things have happened when there's a full moon. But the moon itself does not really have that kind of impact on us. And as I've researched that over the years to talk about it, I find it rather fascinating. In fact, there was a time when the full moon was actually used in the defense of a criminal during a trial. In other words, he did it, but it wasn't his fault. There was a full moon out. And it was actually accepted sometimes in courts of law as an excuse for, you know, somebody doing something that was illegal or crazy or something. So anyway, be looking for the moon tonight. It's going to be clear. It should be a really nice night. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us on this Tuesday afternoon. Let's get the results of the Tuesday text off. And we do have a winner. The song was I Can Hear Music. And it was Song A by the Ronettes, and this was from 1966. And this is Song A. This was the loser. But, as you know, this is a classic song from the late 60s, I Can Hear Music, the Ronettes. And Song B was the winner, and Song B is the Beach Boys covering I Can Hear Music in 1969, and they did a great job with it. And Beach Boys were the winner. I thank all of you for participating in the Tuesday text off here. All right, a lot of comments on my Facebook page to the blog that I wrote after the show yesterday. This is a blog that was about what we talked about yesterday. The blog is posted on our website, wwl.com. It's now on the front page. You can find it. It's a picture that somebody took of me, and in the background is this man who was at the Bucktown Seafood Festival at St. Louis King of France at the festival over the weekend. And the guy was wearing a T-shirt that said, "Just a regular dad trying to raise liberals." And trying not to raise liberals. So obviously a conservative dad trying not to raise his kids to be liberals. And there were two things about this that stood out in my mind. I covered those in the blog. And here are some comments on Scoot on the Air Facebook. This is from Dana says, "Love it." Yvette says, "Good for him. Everybody can express their opinions, or should I say, should be able to. Apparently, liberals are the only ones that can do that in your mind." Scoot on the Air. No, the guy has a right to wear the shirt. That wasn't the discussion. It wasn't about rights. It was about whether or not a kid's festival is the right place to wear a T-shirt that has a political statement that might incite people, at least in their minds. Billy says, "Good for him." Mark on my Facebook page says, "I think you said it best on the air. He has every right to wear the shirt and express his views, but in every situation, but is every situation a right to wear it? A great question. No need to cause problems if it can be avoided." Roy says, "Good luck for that. I was raised conservative and still ended up liberal." Brandy says, good got him. I guess she meant good for him. You know, people get excited sometimes when they type responses. Donna says, "Liberals aren't raised. Children with intelligent, caring parents know that behavior health is greatly affected by our parents' relationship with each other and with the offspring." Well, parents can teach you political ideology. They can teach you their political ideology. And while I might disagree with what some parents are teaching their kids, I don't get involved in that. That's the parents' right. And if parents are conservative, they have a right to teach their kids to be conservative. But if you're a conservative parent, don't be so sure that your kids are going to turn out to be just like you. Because quite often kids turn out to be different from their parents, as I did, and as a lot of people did. So it's an interesting blog. You can comment, and you can comment on some of the comments. And if you haven't joined me yet on Facebook, I hope you will. It's Scoot on the Air Facebook. I also posted this on my Instagram account, Scoot on the Air Instagram, and I hope you'll join me there as well. All right. Yeah, interesting comments. And it was a conversation that really just expanded the whole show yesterday. And also, somebody posted on my Facebook page a picture of me standing with the guy. And I remember taking a picture with the guy, but I didn't read his shirt. And so here I am pictured with the guy wearing the shirt, and I mean, he's right there. But when I get stopped often enough, and I'm looking at the listener in the eyes, and I'm talking to them, and I'm not like scrolling down to see what their T-shirt says. So while I'm pictured standing right next to this guy, I didn't pay attention to the T-shirt. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Let's go to Ian. Ian's got some great text messages for us.
They are all over the map right now. I'm going to try and kind of do these in a congruent way. Stick with me. Here's a text from Steve who says, "Hey, Scoot, late last night I checked my Facebook notifications and saw one from you. I took a look and I saw the photo of the dad. I also read the comments. It seems a lot of people were jumping on you. It's amazing how brave people get when they're sitting at home and not face-to-face."
Well, it's true, but, you know, I wasn't questioning the guy's right. I was only questioning, as the title implies, is a kid's festival the right place to wear a politically charged T-shirt? I mean, why bring that into that setting? Are you defined beyond that? Is that the only thing that defines you, to where you've got to wear that, and you've got to tell everybody there that you're a conservative parent, you're trying not to raise liberals? I just don't think that's the setting for that.
I've been talking about the full moon. Here's a text that says, "Hey, does Scoot know how the moon was formed?"
Well, it's formed when you pull your pants down.
Scoot on the air.
That's how you...
They mean the celestial moon, dummy, the one in the sky. How's that moon formed? Do you know?
I don't know how it was formed.
Well, they say a planet named Theia slammed into the Earth and knocked off a piece, which later became the moon.
Damn.
That's not correct either. Everybody knows that the moon was dragged into its current orbit by extraterrestrial beings. The moon is hollow. It's a way to stabilize the Earth's orbit so it becomes, you know, suitable for human civilization that came from another dimension. Okay. Well, that's what I heard.
Thank you very much for that.
Here's a text about Jeff Landry. It says, Little Napoleon says, you ain't got to wear no motorcycle helmet, but he's against texting? Is Emperor Jeff for freedom or not?
Yeah, I still compare it when you know, people talk about, you say you can't use a handheld phone while you're driving because it's an infringement on our liberties. What about speeding? You know, why can't that be an infringement on our freedom? I mean, I want to go faster than the speed limit, so you're telling me I can't. It's the same thing. So it's interesting how we accept some limitations, but then we object to other limitations.
Three more. Here's one that says, it's funny that Trump wants to stop the Palestinian protesters, but he never lifted a finger to stop January 6th that he instigated. So perhaps the people of Colombia are just peaceful tourists also.
Isn't that interesting?
And here's another one about Mr. Trump that says, now that Mr. Pecker, the publisher of the National Enquirer, has admitted under oath at Trump's trial about relating positive stories about Trump and negative stories about everyone else, how can anyone trust a guy that uses fake news, produces fake news, in order to sway favoritism in his direction? He doesn't care about fairness. He's not only lying to the citizens, but also just his MAGA supporters. They seem too blind to care. Sad, sad, sad.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. That was obviously taking place while we were on the air, so we'll have comments on that after we get a chance to unpack some of the things that were said on the witness stand today. But some interesting testimony today in the trial.
Yeah, yeah. Here's a text. I'll leave you with this one. I live in a rural part of Covington with almost no ambient light at night. And a full moon illuminates my yard like a huge spotlight, not quite as bright as an Israeli space laser, but still really bright.
You know, the full moon really does illuminate areas. I mean, especially if you're an area where there's like not a lot of light pollution.
Hell yeah.
Like if you're like in a dark area where there's not a lot of light, yeah, the moon lights it up. And, you know, that's why people went crazy back then.
You ever run around naked in a field in a full moon holding a bottle of wine?
I never waited for a full moon.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait to tell you who I ran into at Raisin Cane's the other day.
Okay. I was wondering how you were going to segue these.
No,
Last time I was running around naked in the moonlight, I ran into, you know. Whoever.
No, listen, I posted, I'm going to post a picture because I took a picture. You'll never guess who I ran into. Anyway, I'm going to post that picture coming up. Hey, Paul McCartney's son and John Lennon's son have gotten together. It's James McCartney. And
is that what this is?
It's Sean Ono Lennon, Sean Lennon, John Lennon's son, and Paul McCartney's son, they've gotten together and they have released a song.
Holy cow.
So it's another McCartney-Lennon song.
Wow.
It's called Primrose Hill, and we're going to sample it here going into the break here on WWL. It's the McCartney and Lennon child getting together. You know, I might have to hear this again. I mean, I think it's okay. I think it's kind of extraordinary that Paul McCartney's son and John Lennon's son have gotten together and have done a Lennon-McCartney thing in 2024. It's titled Primrose Hill, and I'll find out if there's any more music coming out from them. But it's an interesting song, and it sounds Beatle-ish. It definitely does. Maybe Rubber Soul kind of Beatle-ish. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, on this day in 1976, the Ramones released their self-titled album that included this hit. You know, I hear this song and I think about Vacation.
Vacation?
The movie Vacation.
Oh,
because this
of
is
course,
the song
yeah.
they were playing when they were, I think they were getting off the bridge in St. Louis.
Yeah.
Hey, I wonder if these guys know the Commodores.
See, elder millennials probably hear this and think about Tony Hawk on Nintendo 64, but
okay,
maybe
yeah,
that's just me.
Yeah.
Anyway, prominently featured on the soundtrack to that game.
This self-titled album by the Ramones in 1976, it was a benchmark album that really did enhance the punk sound, you know, that led to The Clash and the Sex Pistols and, you know, even influenced Madonna. I'm not Madonna. Even influenced Nirvana. So the Ramones were really on the cutting edge of commercial punk and, you know, just such a legendary band that I don't think gets the credit they deserve. Hey, I just posted a picture on my Facebook page, Scoot on the Air, of somebody that I ran into at Raising Cane's. You want to check it out, Ian?
Yes, we're all on pins and needles to
yeah,
see if you ran into a Raising Cane's, given
it was
that
so,
you don't eat
so,
fried chicken.
It was
Let's
so
see.
Awesome, yeah.
Good,
so awesome.
Good. Oh, wow, she was
yeah,
in there?
She was there.
You're kidding me.
She was right there, standing right there at
and
the doorway.
And you met her and you got a picture with her.
I did. I got a picture with her.
Is she really that tall? Or?
Yeah, oh, she's that tall.
Wow, yeah.
She's that tall.
Wow.
Yeah, and
smoke
it was
show.
Really so nice to you
well,
know,
looks
kind of
like,
put my arm around her.
Looks like she got lemonade, maybe? It's hard to tell what's in
yeah.
the cup, yeah.
Anyway, check it out. It's on
I
my
think,
Facebook page, Scoot on the
I
air.
Can't be sure. I think she's flirting with you, man.
Well, I mean, I kind of thought that, but I, you know, I didn't want to build up too much into it.
I can see in her eyes she's really taking a liking to you.
All right, you know, we can talk about this briefly. We didn't really get to it yesterday, but there's a poll out showing that 57% of Americans feel like they need more sleep, and I know I do. Man, I wake up in the middle of the night and I'm wide awake, and you know, I fall back asleep, but I never feel like I get enough sleep. First of all, I like to stay up late. And maybe it's FOMO. Maybe it's the fear of missing out. But I'd like to stay up. And, you know, by the time I get home from the station, and sometimes I don't leave here until 6, 6:30. By the time I get home and eat and then, you know, do a little work, you know, it's 9 o'clock. So I'm watching the news and then I'm checking the news again at 10. And I really haven't totally put work down until maybe, you know, 10:30. And so I guess I just want to relax and watch TV. So, you know, I can be up until midnight, 12:30, very easily. And I try to wake up about 6:30. So I know I'm not getting enough sleep. But, you know, I mean, I think about things. I mean, I think about bills. I think about money. I think about my son and his family. I think about things that I want to do, like, you know, maybe have a really successful podcast one day. You know, in addition to the show, I think about things like that. Do you sleep, Ian?
I do sleep.
That's good.
Do I sleep well? Do I sleep often? You know, it kind of comes and goes. You know, especially late, I'm so in rehearsal mode. You know, I leave here about 5:45 and
yeah.
then I'm in rehearsal until 10.
Yeah.
So I get home, you know, somewhere between 10:15 and 10:30 and... Yeah, my routines are all disrupted when I'm in a play, but you know, I usually am trying to be like lights out by 12:30 at least, or at least in bed and reading at 12:30.
Okay. What time do you wake up?
Usually around 7:30 or 8.
Okay. Well, you know, I mean, that's decent. If you sleep through the night, that's decent.
It is. Yeah. I've always been a good sleeper. I've never had difficulty getting to sleep or staying asleep.
I don't sleep like I should. I mean, I wake up, I can be up for an hour.
You take anything? If you don't mind my asking you here on this giant stage in front of 30,000 people?
Yeah, really. I shouldn't be answering questions like that.
Yeah. Either. Well, I didn't. You know what I mean. It's like, like melatonin or something. I'm not talking like a medication.
Yeah, I do have. I have an aid to help me sleep, but I don't. It doesn't affect me. It doesn't hold me asleep through the night.
How about a white noise machine?
You know, I haven't tried that.
Man, I got onto the white noise machine channel a couple of years ago, and let me tell you, it's pretty great.
Yeah.
And even if you have a, Alexa or a Google smart speaker, you can just tell that, hey, play ocean sounds or play sleep music.
I have Alexa.
Yeah.
So that goes on continuously?
Until you turn it off. I woke up this morning and had to tell my speaker to turn off the ocean sounds.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's really quite, and living in the quarter too now especially, there's a lot of noise outside that I would prefer to cover up with sounds of the ocean or birds chirping or something.
But, over time, you'll get used to that. You know, because I lived in Kenner in Driftwood Park, and, you could hear the planes. But you get, at first it kind of affects you, but, you get used to it to where it's just, it's part of the ambiance of the neighborhood, and I don't think you really notice it. So those French Quarter sounds are going to just become normal sounds to you.
Yeah, they've kind of already done that. I remember I lived in the Marigny for about 10 years, pretty close to the train down there, and the first few nights I spent in that apartment, I thought, you got to be kidding me. I'm never going to get a wink of sleep with that damn train going by all the time. But you totally just get used to it and tune it out. And then you kind of notice when it's not there,
Yeah.
Strange thing.
All right, listen, let me remind you that if you're ready to party, we got Jazz Fest. It starts Thursday. This is the opening weekend. But the second weekend of Jazz Fest, you can see amazing artists like Foo Fighters, Neil Young, Bonnie Raitt, Queen Latifah, Hozier, Greta Van Fleet, Trombone Shorty, and more. So don't you want to go? All right, listen for your favorite shows with Tommy, Newell, Sports Talk, and our show here. And you can get the Jazz Fest password of the day. Go to our website, WWL.com. Enter with that word. And the word today is po' boy, P-O-B-O-Y. Po' boy is the Jazz Fest password of the day. Go to our website, WWL.com. Enter that word, and that will register you to win a pair of tickets to the second weekend of Jazz Fest, plus round trip on the Jazz Fest Express shuttle, which is a great way to get to Jazz Fest. Even if you don't win that, it's still worth the money to get to Jazz Fest. Take you right into the fairgrounds. So happy festing from Miller Lite, Tastes Like Miller Time, and WWL. All right, you got a couple of quick texts we can get to?
Yeah, I'll give you a couple sleep-related texts, and then there's a couple protest texts I want to get to.
Okay.
Maybe I can do those quickly, too. Somebody texted in and said, the Rain app helps me get to sleep. It works great to help me get to sleep.
I love the rain. I love hearing the rain.
Yeah, here's a text that says, there's an analog white noise machine called a Dohm, D-O-H-M, that is great for sleeping.
Okay.
Yeah, I used to have one of those. My ex-wife got one of these little... It's not like a speaker. It's not in the way that we think about a speaker, producing vibrating sounds. Like, there actually is a little machine in there that makes a kind of whirring, hissing sound that works great. Another person texted in and says, why's it got to be white noise? LOL.
This audience is always going to bring up race, right?
Really funny. Here's a text. Okay, a couple protest texts here. You drew the comparison between what we're seeing in these pro-Palestinian protests and what was happening in the 60s with the Vietnam. This text says, these protests are not the same as during the Vietnam War because the protesters then were not threatening to exterminate the conservative students who supported the war in Vietnam.
Well, I guess that's true, but, they didn't like the soldiers, and that's one thing that's changed. You know, even if we disagree with the war today, we still support the soldiers, which is a really, really positive thing. But, listen, don't underestimate how vile some of those protests were, because they were.
Here's a text that says, hey, I think that there's a difference between then and now. Israel has been attacked, and they've been constantly attacked. They are even still having missiles lobbed at them now. So we should interject our pull and tell Israel to stop, even though there's still hostages being held, not to mention the murder that happened to the innocent civilians.
Yeah, I mean, look, almost every situation that turns into war is difficult. But as I said a moment ago, I'm not an expert on the Middle East, but I do know this. There are three primary religions, one of the, well, Buddha is huge. Buddhism is huge. But three major religions all claim that this land is their land, where their religions began. And you've got these religions that are going to, I think, be fighting forever. And I don't know what the solution is. And there's a lot of anti-Israel protesting in this country. And that seems to be kind of unusual for America.
I'll leave you with this one. How much violence is acceptable at the anti-war protests? Also, being pro-Hamas is nothing to brag about.
All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. All right, let's do one more from the Ramones. This is Beat on the Brat. You know, look, punk was kind of aggressive and kind of violent, and when the Ramones released their self-titled album on this day in 76, you know, this really was just a major move inspiring the punk movement. I'm Scoot on the Air, and we'll be back on WWL.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, let me tell you how old I am and how long I've been doing this. I was playing this song on the air when it was released as a single, which was, you know, God knows when, I think the 70s. Moonlight Feels Right by Starbuck. I'm Scoot on the Air, and watch for the full moon tonight. And the skies are going to be clear, so it should be just beautiful. So a reporter fact-checked Donald Trump's claim that cops are keeping the crowds away, that cops are not letting the MAGA supporters get close to the courthouse. And this reporter for NBC, Vaughn Hilliard, did his own research. And he was responding to Trump claiming that there's a big police presence and they're not allowing his supporters close to the courthouse. He fact-checked this by documenting that there was one MAGA supporter there with a sign that says Trump 2024.
Oh, poor
take
Don.
America back. One guy.
Wow.
One guy. And Mary Trump was on with MSNBC host Lawrence O'Donnell, very liberal guy, liberal network. Mary Trump has the Mary Trump Show. She's been critical of her relative, Donald Trump. And they were talking about why Trump's family's not there, why Melania's not there for even, you know, one of the days of the trial. And none of his family has been there. What about the kids? They're not there. And Mary Trump pointed out that even Jeffrey Dahmer's parents were present in the courtroom. I'm Scoot on the Air. We've talked about a lot on the show this afternoon. And I remind you to check out my Facebook page because it's a great way for you to comment. And, I don't agree with all the comments, but I love the activity. Some of the comments are just mean-spirited and stupid. And I'm getting rid of those people, but everybody else is totally welcome. And look, I want to remind you that if you're a Taylor Swift fan, or if there's somebody in your family who's a Taylor Swift fan, you want to be a hero to them. Tay in the UK, a trip for four to London, England, to see Taylor Swift, August 17th, 4-night hotel stay, round trip airfare, tickets to the concert. Simply download free the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Log in, listen to WWL for 1 hour, only one entry per day. And this is a national contest. It's Tay in the UK. Special thanks to Republic Records. And log in and listen to WWL. You've got a chance to win tickets to go see Tay in the UK. And I also remind you, in 2 days, it's the Saints and the NFL draft. Deuce McAllister, Mike Haas, Saints draft preview show, head coach Dennis Allen, general manager Mickey Loomis, and the Saints top brass, Saints coaches will be on the air with them. And they've just got a lot going on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 3 days of this, and they're going to be on location, show up and see the guys. And also just the Draft Fest, WWL Draft Fest. It's legendary every year. All right, we got another moon song?
I sure do. One of my favorites.
Okay, cool.
Ready for this guy?
Let's go to break with another moon song in honor of the full moon tonight. All right. Get out there on the full moon and do a little dance it. And what would a moon dance be?
You don't know how to moon dance?
No. It's like, was that like when you moon somebody and you're
mooning
them and you dance?
You are obsessed with this, aren't
you? I'm obsessed with mooning. I'm obsessed with it.
All right, cool guy.
I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. All right, this is good news just in terms of humanity. The Tennessee legislature has passed a bill banning marriage between first cousins. I just think that there's something good about that. I know it's in Tennessee, and just like Louisiana, in Tennessee, they're very tempted to date and make out with their first cousins. So I'm glad there's a law banning that. You know, there are enough people. You don't have to go to a family reunion, you know, to meet chicks. All right, I want to thank our program director and brand manager, Diane Newman, our assistant program director, brand manager, and senior producer of Scoot on the Air, Ian Hoke, market manager, Dan Barron, news anchor, Chris Miller, and traffic with Joe Cardosi. As always, I thank all of you for being part of the show. You know, even if you don't call or text our show, just by tuning in, you are part of our show, and you make it happen every day, and we do the show for you. So thank you for being there. I'm Scoot on the Air. Sports Talk is coming up next. I'll have a lot to talk about. Love you, New Orleans.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.